brace yourself, because it looks like we're going to have another debate about whether sport should be taking money from Qatar. And this time, to be honest, as a country, we're probably going to be more interested in it than we have before, because this time the sport is rugby. So it's being reported that Qatar has made an offer to host the new upcoming Nations Championship. This is the tournament. It hasn't kicked off yet, but when it does, it'll basically combine the Six Nations up in Europe and then the Rugby Championship down here in the Southern Hemisphere, and then, you know, add in maybe Fiji and Japan, a couple of squads, just to get it up to 12 nations playing against each other. And it's supposed to happen every couple of years, played across the winter rugby window, and then culminating in a finals weekend in November. And that is what Qatar has offered to host, that finals weekend. 3 days of sport, and they will bill it as a sort of Super Bowl of rugby. And for that, they are promising commercial returns of, get this, 1.7 billion New Zealand dollars. Now, come on, the rugby bosses would have to be idiots to turn that down, wouldn't they? Unless they know they can get better money elsewhere. And where the hell are you going to get better money? Because the reason I think they're idiots if they turn this down is because they're short on cash. NZR is losing money fast. It's burning through its Silver Lake money at a rate of knots. Rugby Australia just posted a deficit yesterday. These guys have got 7 days between themselves to decide whether they're going to have exclusive negotiations with Qatar. And if they go ahead, I can almost predict exactly how this is going to play out, right? There will be years of angsting over whether they're selling their souls to a state known for the abuse of migrants and the mistreatment of the LGBTQIA plus community, and people are going to rage about it and wear armbands and threaten to boycott. And it will carry on like that until the first whistle is blown, and then all of a sudden it'll go quiet and we'll love the tournament. And we will love the 7 world-class stadia within 55Ks of Doha, and we will love the public transport that runs fast and on time. And we will love the luxury of the 6-star hotels, and we will declare it a success thereafter, because that is exactly what happened with the Football World Cup 2 years ago, didn't it? And it is probably what's going to happen with the World Aquatics Championships and the Basketball World Cup in 3 years' time, and the 2036 Olympics if Qatar wins that bit as well. And hey, maybe even the rugby, because as I say, unless rugby can get better money elsewhere, and I'd love to know where, they'd be idiots to turn this one up.
For more from Heather Duplessis Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.